Shalom, everybody. I'd like to share a quick Dvar Torah on Pesach. There is a well-known question that many Mefarshim ask on the Haggadah. Why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned in the Haggadah? He is the central figure in the whole story. He was Hashem's primary shaliach for everything that happened in Mitzrayim, and even beforehand, from the burning bush all the way to receiving the Torah and beyond. Moshe is the central figure. How can he not be mentioned in the Haggadah? Actually, Moshe is mentioned once, just after the 10 Makos, after we hear the Tzach Hadash Be'achav. The Haggadah quotes the Pasuk from right before Az Yashir, Vayaminu Bashem Uv Moshe Avdo. But other than that, he's not mentioned. It's nerve-wracking to say this, but it borders on us being ungrateful, being unappreciative. So why is he not mentioned? Or maybe we'll say, why is he barely mentioned? Many Mefarshim ask this question. One beautiful answer is given by the Vilna Gaon, Rav Eliyahu of Vilna, who died in 1797. He says that in his Perush on the Haggadah, in the section Lo al Yedei Malach, Velo al Yedei Saraf, etc., the Vilna Gaon says that one of the greatest attributes, one of the greatest characteristics of Moshe Rabbeinu is his humility. In every single way and at every single juncture in the Torah, Moshe deflected any honor given to him. It's all Hashem. That's what enabled Moshe to bring the Makos, to bring Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, to receive the Torah, etc., etc. If he had taken any credit for himself, he could not have been the one to do all of those things. The whole point of Yitzias Mitzrayim was so that the Jews and the Egyptians and the whole world would come to know and to recognize that Hashem is the ruler of the universe. If Moshe were to be involved, if he were not completely invisible, so to speak, in relation to Hashem, then the world would say, Chas v'shalom, that it was Moshe who was God, or Chas v'shalom, Moshe was a partner of God's. That would be disastrous. Moshe's humility and invisibility, so to speak, is what enabled the messages of Yitzias Mitzrayim to become ingrained in us, in our emuna. And that, says the Vilna Gaon, is the reason why Moshe's name could not be mentioned in the Haggadah. Tonight, of all nights, the spotlight is not on Moshe. It cannot be on Moshe. That would undermine the whole point of the Haggadah, and that is why the only time that Moshe's name is mentioned in the Haggadah is right before Az Yashir. Vayaminu Bashem Uv Moshe Avdo. That's exactly the point. Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf brought Bnei Yisrael exactly to that. Belief in Hashem as the master of the universe, and they accepted Moshe as Hashem's servant. That is the Vilna Gaon. Rav Matisyahu Solomon Shlita, the Mashgiach of Lakewood Yeshiva, quotes the Vilna Gaon in Rav Solomon's Sefer on the Moadim called Matnas Chaim. It begins on page Resh Mem Chet. And Rav Solomon says that this is the idea behind the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tet Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara there says, in the name of Rabbi Elazar Am Rabbi Hanina, the Gemara says, Kol ha'omer davar b'shem omro, mevi geula le'olam. Whoever properly attributes what they say, whoever accurately gives credit where credit is due, brings geula to the world. And Rav Solomon quotes the Maharal of Prague, Rav Yehuda Low, who died in 1619, who says that the geula will come through people like Moshe, like Esther, all of whom deflect their own kavod. And this is true not just because they're humble, but because they live a life where everything they do, every action, is a reflection of Hashem. That's what a Kiddush Hashem is. Living a life where everything you do, everywhere you turn, is Kol Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Omro, where someone who lives a life of not taking credit for the things that they do, for the things that they have. It is Hashem, and it's all Hashem. We learn that from Moshe. We learn that from Esther. We learn that from all the great people in Tanakh and throughout history. Kol haomer davar b'shem omro, mevi geula leolam. Geula will come when we all recognize that it's not us, that it's all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all about Hashem being in charge of the world. This is a lesson that we learn from Moshe on Pesach, and it's a learn that we can learn. It's a lesson that we can learn from and we can grow from, but not just on Pesach, but all year round. Every day of our lives. Have an amazing day, everyone.